I feel like I'm in good hands. Great. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Aries Says Yes, episode 106. It's the 106th episode of the podcast. Can you believe it?
Wow.
That's a lot of podcasts.
That's amazing.
Come on. Okay, so no one knows who's talking. I haven't
introduced you. I don't know if I've ever done 106 things.
We'll get to that.
Okay.
I'm here doing a podcast. I have people here with me that I would love to introduce to you. The first one who will be our co-host for the evening. First time guest on the podcast. Welcome to it, KK Apple. Hello, KK.
Hey, Harry, what's up?
Not much. What about you?
Oh, man, just having a Monday.
Yeah. Oh, do you have a case of the...
No, it's okay.
Good.
I'm getting
glad
to
I didn't
it.
Have to ask that full
have
question.
To say it.
Fall's here.
That's what my coat says.
Hey, we're off to a great start. Before we can really get started, we need to introduce our guest for the evening. Will you please tell me three things about our guest, and then we'll introduce her.
Oh, great. Yeah. She is an amazing yoga practicer.
It's true.
She...
Oh, my God, guys.
I feel like my breakfast habits might change tomorrow based on her green smoothie alone.
Oh, my gosh.
And she has a really fresh haircut.
That's
true. Oh, my God. Guys, I'm blushing. Thank you.
Welcome to the podcast, Carrie
Thank
Walters.
Thank you.
Welcome. How are you doing?
I'm so happy to be here, Harry.
I'm happy to have you here.
Thank you.
So, hi, everyone. Welcome to the podcast. We're going to get started in just a second. But first, something I've learned about doing a podcast from going to podcast conferences is that you're supposed
Whoa.
To help your audience get into the show. Like, who are we? What are we doing here? What's coming up?
Yeah. Hit
so
us
we're
with that.
Do that in a segment called Coming Up. KK as a host, it is your job to welcome us into the podcast.
Great. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
This podcast is hosted by Harry Nelson and the guests you just met. You don't need to understand anything, but please be patient.
Yeah, we're doing
Thanks.
Our best here.
Coming up, we're playing Who Dat At,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to do some audience outreach.
That's true.
Now back to Harry.
Hey, guys, it's me back. Great. Great job, KK.
Thanks. I hope you don't mind that I did a little bit of copy editing in there.
Perfectly fine. This was written in a rush on the subway before this.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's like, the kind of stuff we're looking
maybe
for.
Maybe this is his vibe. I don't want to like ruin his voice here.
No. This whole podcast is about us coming together as one and putting something beautiful out into the world.
I'm so touched.
Good. That sounded sincere.
I definitely believe you.
So guys, audience outreach is what we're all about here at Harry Says Yes. We invite anyone listening to submit things, to ask questions, to give comments, et cetera. What are some other things maybe they should do, Carrie, besides ask questions or give comments? Maybe they could
follow you on Twitter.
Sure, they could follow me on
yes.
Twitter. If you want to email me and ask me what my Twitter address is, and I'll email it right back to you.
Yeah, email is the best form of getting your Twitter handle.
Yeah, definitely email Harry to find out his Twitter handle.
Yeah, and I'll definitely tell you. Via email. So here's something that was recently sent into the podcast. I believe it's from a friend of the podcast and childhood buddy, Austin Swales.
Hey, Harry, your friend,
See?
Austin from Indiana.
I don't listen to these before.
Where you were born and raised.
It's true.
Hey, I got a cool question for your guests.
It's you guys.
I was thinking about your podcast and your soft reboot.
I recently soft rebooted.
I was thinking about some other things like, you know, I like Harry because he hasn't really changed. You know, some people are in movies, that famous line, like, you changed, man. You've changed. Like, who are you? And honestly, I like you because you have not changed. So I was hoping your guests could answer, what are some things that they like because they haven't changed?
That's it. Great. Great question, Austin.
That's
Thanks.
That was a big question.
Yeah, Austin's a great guy, and we wish him luck out there.
I just also want to say that at one point, Austin said something like, you know, some people in movies... I was like, wait, is Harry in a movie that I didn't know about?
Yeah, I'm in several films. Some Joe people Swanberg pictures.
In movies, they say you've changed. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not in movies, but
should be.
Last week's guest suggests that I should be, which was great.
I'd love to see you in a movie.
They're like, she's like, you're racially ambiguous. That's good for commercials and movies and auditions. And I'm like, that's true.
Or is she like a casting agent that's giving you the blunt talk?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Check it out, everyone. Harry Says Yes, episode 105. Available on iTunes.
I thought it was 106. Or was this is
106. Okay. That episode has not yet been released, so I don't know the feedback for it.
Can you give us a little one sentencer about what you and Austin's origin story is?
Sure. How many words do you want?
140 characters.
Shit. Characters is fine. We met in middle school and have been friends ever since. We bonded over AOL Instant Messenger, and we would make AIM icons together, which
amazing.
Was fun. Yeah. Some of the earliest gifts in my life were those.
Oh, nothing brings you together like making gifts.
I agree. Yeah.
Do you guys say GIF or JIF?
I say GIF.
I say GIF.
I say GIF, but I know people have very strong opinions about it. So I like to be sure before we continue talking about it that I'm not offending anyone.
We're not in mixed company.
Exactly.
So guys, what are some things that you like because they haven't changed? Famously, Coke got into some hot water for changing their formula in the late 80s. They changed it right back. But New Coke is something that I think America will never forget.
Wait, something that I like because it hasn't changed, or something that I continue to like and I will never change my...
I think...
Like or dislike for it.
Does a thing change or your opinion of
okay,
the thing never
changed? Something that you like because it has not changed. Meaning, like, the moon is there all the time.
Mm.
But I don't like it because it changes all the time.
Oh, that was like a double...
You thought I was going to think that it zagged.
I think this is a much deeper question than he may be. I don't know. I don't know him, so I'm not sure.
He's a schemer, if that's what you're trying to get to.
Maybe.
I mean, I feel like there's a lot of pop culture things, movies and stuff like that, that I will go back to again and again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's possible for them to change.
No, sure. Well, I mean, maybe your opinion, like if you go back and watch a Bill Cosby film, for example, that's changed despite the material not changed.
Oh, yeah. You know?
Wow. Good example here.
Thank you.
That's a great example.
I'm doing really well tonight, I think. And you know what? So are you guys.
Thanks for the feedback, Harry. I'm feeling good.
Yeah. Taking notes.
I feel like this is going to be a hippie answer.
Classic Carrie answer.
Right. As I talked about my green smoothie recipe earlier. The beach, for me at least, doesn't really change. Like, you know, maybe changes with the tide, but there's always going to be waves. There's always going to be sand. There's going to be water.
Mm-hmm.
That's something I enjoy. Regardless.
Sun on a good day.
Yeah, exactly.
Coastal erosion doesn't affect that at all, does it?
You know, I'm not a scientist.
Good answer, Carrie.
Thanks,
do you want to high five me?
I would love a high five.
Great.
I recently, I'm from Minnesota, and I recently went home to, and went to the Minnesota State Fair.
Ooh.
And that, I mean, it like kind of changes every year, but it also, you go back for the same stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing people watching. Classic farm stuff.
Smell.
The weirdest foods.
Mm. What was the weirdest food that you ate or saw?
That I saw. I don't eat meat, so it's really easy to see weird foods there. There's a lot of just like deep fried emu egg on a stick.
Wow.
Kind of thing.
That's a fun combination of words.
Yeah. Or like bass niblets. I don't know. Stuff like that. But I truly love, like, I could go every year and go for multiple days and still love it every time.
Great.
Yeah.
You can go home again.
Phew.
Great answer, KK. Would you like to shake my hand?
Yeah.
Great. Handshake? Great. All right, so that's how you play audience outreach. Good job, everyone. Woo. Thanks, Austin, for the question. If you'd like to send in a question, my email is harry@harrysaysyes.com. Feel free to ask some questions or find out what my Twitter address is.
Or submit a photo.
Yeah, send in a photo for the podcast.
Ooh, maybe I will for next week.
Ooh, yeah.
That'd be great. Check it out. Next week I'll be, speaking of Austin, I'll be live from Austin, Texas next week.
What?
Yeah, I'm going there for a wedding. Sure. I don't have a plus one. I couldn't bring my boyfriend, but you're welcome to come.
I don't have money to go to Austin. I'm sorry.
Well, if you end up there, just give me a text.
Sure. If I'm in the area, I'll let you know.
I've never been to Austin before. What are some things, some do's and don'ts?
Eat all the food.
Great. Mm-hmm. Love it.
Also, Barton Springs is kind of a fun place to go there.
It's so cool.
What is that? Like a hot spring?
It's just a huge natural pool.
Like a hot spring?
No.
but they like poured concrete, so it looks like it could be a swimming pool, but just set in a real, but the bottom is still real spring, like algae and stuff. So there's like a diving board you could jump in.
And I think it's like double Olympic size or something. It's very fun. Would recommend.
It sounds like a dirty pool.
No, it's just, and then there's like hills on either side, so everybody's just kind of hanging out.
Hmm. Is it like, how deep is it? Is it, can I wade in it? I can't swim.
Both.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah. Wow. Can't swim, can't drive.
You could learn in Austin.
Okay, I guess I'll learn to drive. Or learn to drive, you mean? All right. I guess I'm taking some driving lessons. Anyway, I'm always about getting to know my guests. And the audience also is curious about you, I imagine. I don't know. Why wouldn't they be at this point?
Right?
They want to know everything.
Yeah. So I've written some interview questions here based on what I know about you. I know you're both okay. I don't know.
You're fine.
I'm fine. You're both, everything's great.
We're all fine.
Everything, don't worry about it. So I've written some interview questions, trying to like maybe dig a little deeper and find out more about you guys.
Cool.
In a little segment I'm calling Interview Questions. Can I please hear the opening theme to Interview Questions?
Interview questions. Interview questions.
There's a little dance involved, too, that I really liked.
Oh, boy.
You kind of matched each other's motions in that respect, which is great. KK.
Yes.
You're from Minnesota.
Correct.
How was your transition from the Midwest to this, the Big Apple?
Oh, great question.
Thank you.
Well,
it's a very good podcast.
Ding. I came to New York via Boston. So I had already been on the East Coast for a little bit.
Sure.
I went there for undergraduate schooling. So I kind of knew some of the vibes.
Yeah.
And also, weirdly, I feel like I know a lot of people from Minnesota that live in New York City, or we just attract each other.
Yeah.
In kind of a weird Midwestern magnet way. I feel like the first thing that I had to get over was saying hello to people on the street, because that's really a thing that...
Oh, so you would say hello to like people walking down the street?
Yeah. Because like growing up, I mean, there's just not as many people that you would be passing,
sure.
But when you're walking on a sidewalk, it would be weird for you to pass somebody silently. You would just be like, hey, or hello, good evening. Huh. Etc.
Yeah.
And then
what are some other examples?
You guys, let me dive into greetings real quick. I feel like I learned very quickly that was not cool to be doing to everyone. But otherwise, I feel like everybody is way kinder in New York than the tales will tell you.
Yeah, people seem to like really want to help each other out.
Yeah.
Because like otherwise it would just be like a crazy.
Right. We'd all be dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, great. I hope that we've learned some things about KK Apple. We'll get back to you with another interview question in just a second. But first,
that was hard hitting. I'm sweating.
First, we're going to go to Carrie. Carrie, what is tapas? I keep hearing people talk about tapas, but I don't know what it is.
I am riveted right now.
Interesting question, Harry.
Thank you.
You know, I would say tapas, they're just fancier appetizers. And yeah. I think they're probably a little bit bigger and they're meant to share. So if, you know, if we all went someplace and instead of, you know, just like, oh, maybe, you know, we should get some french fries for the table. It'd be like, oh, let's get tapas. And it'd be like three small plates of things and we'd all share them. So and like, that, I think you're it's small plates, many of them meant to be shared. And that's your meal.
Huh. So like wings and stuff or like,
no,
like little sliders?
I mean, it could be. I feel like tapas have kind of like taken off in the past few years. I want to say it started in Spain. Am I wrong? Am I wrong about this?
I don't know.
That
don't know.
Rings really true to
I
me.
I believe that is true. It started as a Spanish thing. And then, you know, everyone thought it was cool. Mm-hmm. And we're in Brooklyn. So,
sure.
You know, that popped up. Yeah. And then
now I keep hearing people talk about tapas. I don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Yeah. And so I feel like now we could probably just go to any place and like... That would say tapas, and you know, we'd probably end up with, you know, like some Brussels sprouts what's another good example? Or yeah, just like
some kind of toast.
Yeah, some sort of toast or like a flatbread. That's a good, I feel like that's nice. Yeah.
Or probably this week.
Or we could get some like seasonal vegetables, you know?
Oh, great.
Or some like, you know, harvest winter vegetables.
Depends on the season.
Right? So I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, great job.
Great.
I feel
thank
like
you.
We all learned a lot.
We learned some. And just want to remind everyone that Wikipedia and Google are things too. So if you have more questions about tapas, I'm sure they would be good sources for you.
Hit up your local library and ask them about tapas. All right, KK.
Yeah.
I know from social media that you recently acquired a VR device.
Correct.
Are you afraid of entering some sort of lawnmower man situation?
I don't know what the Lawnmower Man situation is.
I think it's a movie in the 90s about like VR and there's like a man inside of it who was killed by a lawnmower.
Oh,
I'll be honest, I haven't seen the movie, but I know that it involved. It's like, I think it's like Freddy Krueger, but for VR.
No, I hadn't even considered that possibility. Oh, God. No, I right now VR is just very fun to me. I was slightly skeptical.
Mm-hmm. Well, what sort of device do you have?
Oh, it's a Vive.
Oh, that's like the one.
It's the one.
It's like the
I
fancy
guess.
One.
Okay.
Before I had used a Oculus.
Sure, those are nice.
I had like done it at some kind of event or something.
Tried one on in a Best Buy once.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
And that's just a headset. The Vive is a headset plus there are sensors in your room and then you have two controllers in your hands, so you can actually interact with
Very
the world
cool.
that you're in. I think my favorite game is one called, it's like Universe Sandbox or Planetary Sandbox, where you are literally creating planets and moons and you're in space.
Wow, that sounds really cool.
It's
really
very cool. I feel like I'm more afraid of just the future of VR when we're all kind of like living and working in it.
Oh, like a Ready Player One scenario?
Yeah.
That sounds great. I read that book and I'm like, sold. I mean,
you're good to go.
Yeah, it's like
on that future.
Like a cool like Minecraft MMORPG universe where I'm like tooling around in a DeLorean and like...
Sign me up.
Yeah. Yeah. Great. All right. Thanks, KK.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie, what is dim sum? I keep hearing people talk about dim sum, and I don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
dim sum. again, interesting question here.
Thank you.
It's usually, you know, I feel like it's maybe in similar vein to tapas, except, you know, maybe like drinking and you do it like early in the evening. This is like a breakfast or brunch thing.
Okay.
Usually Asian in nature.
Mm.
And you sit at a big table with a lot of your friends, hopefully, and they just bring different dishes to your table. And if you want it, they give it to you. And you obviously have to pay for it later.
Oh,
but yeah, they'll just bring just keep bringing different things and you can decide if you want it on the spot.
So is it like you pay all at once beforehand or do you pay by the thing? Like here's some
The places I've gone for dim sum, you do pay by the thing. Okay. They like total it all at the end.
Hmm.
They kind of like, I think they keep note like on your table of what you guys have taken and then you pay at the end.
That sounds cool.
It is cool. I haven't been in a while, but maybe we could all get dim sum.
We should get dim sum in the morning, tapas for dinner.
all of your questions would be answered.
Yeah, great.
Harry, were you like trolling through Yelp this weekend looking for cuisine,
or were you hungry?
You know, maybe a little column A, a little column B. But thanks for your informative answers, and I hope you, the audience, learned a little bit about KK and Carrie. All right. Up next is a little game to get to know you even better.
If you
can believe it.
Oh, wow, you're going deep here, Harry.
It's a game called Ask Harry Questions. It's where you ask me questions or a question, and everyone judges you on the answer.
Okay.
Oh, great.
So first, let me hear that opening theme.
Sorry, what's the name of the game?
Ask Harry a question.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Do, 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 do,
ask Harry a question.
Love it. All right, so ask Harry a question. Now it's time for me to ask you to ask me a question. KK, we'll start with you.
Mm-hmm.
Let me hear a question from you. I'm a relatively open book.
That wasn't a question, Harry.
What?
That was a statement or a command, rather.
I'm asking you to ask me a question.
Okay, great.
Will you ask me a question?
Oh, yes. Thank you for stating it. This is like Jeopardy. You have to say it in the form of a question.
It's true.
Harry.
Yes?
What is your favorite subway line in New York City?
Oh, that's a fun question. What do I answer? First thing that came to mind was the 7.
Mm.
It's a very reliable train. It comes very frequently and moves swiftly.
Mm-hmm.
It takes you right through Midtown to the Javits Center.
Which is a place that you like to go?
I like to spend my nights at the Javits Center.
Evenings at the Javits.
Hot takes from Harry Nelson.
The 7's good. I like ones that are above ground. You know, that's always fun.
Mm.
Like in mm-hmm. that movie Her, when they're like above ground through the thing. Nothing that close, but still fun.
Mm-hmm.
The G, it's my local line. I think it's a bad rep. It's not so bad.
It's a beautiful ride once you know get on the train.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's true. So my answer is 7.
Great.
Thanks for the question.
I'm notating this.
you've been writing all this down.
Okay.
Carrie?
Harry.
Our names rhyme.
I know, it's
but that's
fun.
Not going to stop you from answering my question, which is, will you ask me a question now, please?
Harry, what is brunch? I've been hearing a lot about it lately, and I just, you know, I want to know.
Well, Carrie, brunch, it's not quite breakfast. It's not quite lunch, but it happens between 11 and 3, and it's often involves bottomless mimosas.
Great. Okay. That clears some things up. Thanks.
My favorite egg for brunch is a Benedict egg.
Wow. I also like Eggs Benedict. I didn't know about brunch, so it's good to know they fall under
that
category.
That's the best time to get them. I've never seen them on a menu when it's not for brunch. Ooh. That and, no, just that. Hmm. All right, great. Guys, that was the first half. Harry says yes. How do you think it went?
I think we're doing great.
I think we're doing great.
I am excited for your Benedictine concept restaurant.
Yeah, check it out soon. It's called, I'll tell you the name when we come back on Harry Says Yes.
Sometimes it feels like you're simply looking right through me. Do you think that's just the way it is? I'll never know. Baby, I wish that we could just meet at a party. I think we could have great chemistry. If you notice me, I can imagine.
Welcome back to Harry Says Yes, episode 106. I'm here with KK and Carrie. How are you guys doing?
Hey, doing great, Harry. Thank you for asking.
Of course, anytime. I'll ask you how you're doing anytime. We've reached the game's half of the program. Okay. You guys like games?
So much.
Well, I guess I didn't. Would I really have a choice if I didn't like games?
If you didn't like games, you would be ejected from the podcast.
And oh,
KK would have to do a character and do
both
sides.
No. I couldn't do that.
Please don't make me do that.
I couldn't do that, Tara. And it's good. And you know, we don't even have to go there because I love games.
Yay.
The old bait and switch there.
So we'll start with like a quick game to get everyone into the spirit of answering questions I ask, because I realize that we haven't done anything like that before. So here's a game called Do You Care? Can I hear the opening theme to Do You Care?
Do you care?
Liked that. All right, so do you care how this works? As I'm going to say a thing. Carrie, we'll start with you. It is your turn. You okay. will say whether or not you care about that thing and then tell me why.
Great.
Game is a strong word for this activity. Yeah, but I promise
I can see this getting dark.
Everything gets much more competition-y later. Carrie, do you care about climbing ropes?
No.
No. Have you ever climbed a rope before?
Yes, I have.
When?
Well, I was a competitive gymnast growing up, so we climbed ropes for conditioning. It's not fun.
No, I didn't know that people really did that.
Yeah, we did, but that's my motivation because it's obviously a good arm workout, but they put a bell at the top of the ceiling, so you had to go up and hit the bell and come back down.
With your hands?
Yeah. Well, you
with your own body, Carrie?
Well, yeah, you had to pull yourself up and keep climbing and then touch the bell and come back down.
So how, when you got to the top and you needed to hit the bell, you held on with one hand.
Yeah, with one hand with your feet on it, and you ring it at the top.
I forgot about the feet and legs.
Yeah.
Great. I've never even seen a rope I could climb before.
Well, I'm sure anyone who like does CrossFit or some garbage like that.
I thought they just throw the ropes around.
Do they? I don't know. Have they?
I think it's a horizontal rope action with those guys.
Horizontal rope action?
Maybe
I'm
like
sure
at a climbing gym?
I'm sure you could find a rope to climb in New York City.
Do climbing gyms involve ropes, or is it just fake mountains?
They definitely involve ropes, because you have to be
safety first.
They definitely involve ropes, but you're not climbing the ropes, you're climbing the walls.
Yeah.
So that's a good question. I wonder where we could find Harry a rope to climb.
Well, if anyone knows of any ropes, unattended ropes.
Elementary school gym?
Yeah, elementary school gym.
Did your gym have that, though? Mine didn't.
No, mine
we had
didn't.
Two gyms. We had an auxiliary gym and we had a main gym.
Also in Santa Monica, they have like ropes on the beach. Like,
what do they connect to?
It's just like they have
like a giant.
No, it's like they have just have kind of structures and like bars and like rings, and people just kind of like swing and work out on them and climb ropes and stuff.
I'm never going there.
Cool.
Thanks, Gary. Hey, do you care about sour gummies?
Not really.
No?
I feel I will definitely eat them if you gave them to me.
I don't have any.
Oh, so this wasn't just a setup for you to give me a delicious snack?
I didn't make her climb a rope.
Yeah, I like them.
So if I,
but
have,
I don't care about
them. Let's
say
I open my hands.
Yeah.
And there's sour gummies on one side.
Still nothing.
And regular gummies in the other hand.
I think I might choose regular gummies.
Yeah, I think I might too, actually.
The problem with sour gummies is that once you get deep enough in it, your mouth just starts to hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, when I was a kid, and you know, kids, like, their mouths are full of taste buds.
Do you know anything about human children?
That we're along with too.
Those kids and their mouths.
Oh, there's a siren. There's a fire station next door.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So kids, you know, I feel like I tasted a lot more when I was a kid. Mm. Like the sour stuff would like hurt my mouth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like all the time. But now it's like I can shove a bunch of fucking shit in there. And it's fine.
Sour warheads.
Sour warheads.
Yeah. Oh, you just take a handful, right?
Yeah. I do it all. I do it every morning before I brush my teeth because it's full of sugar. Carrie.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, Carrie.
Harry. Great job.
Thanks.
Good answer. Oh, she's patting herself on the back. Do you care about colors?
Wow. I would say yes.
Yeah?
Yes. I do care about colors, Harry.
So, let's say you wake up tomorrow, you're in like the beginning of Wizard of Oz, mm-hmm. and there's no colors nowhere. That'd be sad?
I would be sad.
Yeah, that would be sad.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Kiki! Do you care about Yeezys?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The shoe?
Oh, no.
Yeezys are Kanye's shoes.
Oh.
Not like anytime
he wears a
shoe. I
didn't hear that plural. I was just like, oh, I thought Yeezy. You said Yeezy.
Oh, yeah. No, Yeezys. The very expensive Kanye shoe.
Well, it depends. Are you giving them to her?
Yeah.
Does she have gummies right now? No.
If you opened your one hand and there were sour gummies and the other hand there were free shoes.
Yeah, Yeezys specifically.
I would put them on.
But teensy tiny because they're in my hand.
Just for babies.
Yeah, Yeezy baby shoes.
If Yeezy made a baby shoe. Mm-hmm. That would be a cool market for him to explore. I'm gonna riff on some biz plans for Easy. Okay,
he does have kids, you know. He's got to put shoes on their feet in some capacity.
I mean, he is truly an artist, so I gotta care about what he does.
I agree. All right, so that's how you play. Do you care? Let me hear that closing theme.
Do you care?
Great. So up next is a game called, it's a Twitter-based game. You guys on Twitter?
Yeah. I'm only on Twitter to occasionally check in on what my friends are doing. So
like,
that's so kind.
Yeah. Thanks.
Do you throw likes their way?
Oh, yeah. Like, if I catch up and it's been a while, I'll just go back and like all of them from like the past 2 weeks.
I can't wait till you do that to me tomorrow.
That's so nice.
Yeah, no, I totally will. Or I love my friend say this, like, I see one notification from Carrie and I just let my phone go because I know there's like 10 coming. Especially when I was like traveling in August. I texted Ryan, my best friend, be like, all right, I'm in the airport. I'm catching up on your tweets. He's just, oh, thank God.
It's a nice feeling.
Giving people likes is so awesome.
It's nice, yeah.
Yeah.
Retweets, doubly so. Anyway, it's a Twitter-based game. It's called Who Dat At? Let me hear that. Opening theme.
Wait, what's
the Who Dat At? Who Dat At?
Oh, okay, I get
who
it, I get
is
it.
That?
Who Dat At? Who Dat At? Who Dat At? Who Dat At?
Who Dat At? So how this works is I'm going to read tweets that are to a specific person on Twitter. Based on the context of those tweets, it is your job as a unit to decide who that at.
Great. Okay, we'll be someone that we know or
yes.
Okay.
Know of.
Yes. Yeah, you probably don't know him personally. That'd be crazy.
Okay.
Wow. Oh, Who Dat At? It's downloading and there we go. Oh, all right, great.
You're downloading the Who Dat At app.
Yeah, Who Dat App. so these are all gonna be to the same person. They get easier as it goes.
Okay.
But the sooner you can get it. That'd be great. Although, don't get it too soon because then I don't have anything planned for the podcast. Great. Who Dat At? First tweet by at Livy Dolan. You look like my soccer coach.
Wow. Who's someone that we know of that looks like a soccer coach?
What does a soccer coach look like even, you know?
Dad?
Sure.
Yeah. I had some younger soccer coaches.
I guess it depends on one's age.
Yeah.
It'd be weird to have a soccer coach that was younger than you.
Yes.
Sorry.
That would be very weird. But if I started playing soccer right now, I'd be happy to have a soccer coach that was younger than me.
I guess that's true, too.
Yeah.
Well, it really takes all kinds. There are several.
Has this person played soccer recently?
That's not how the game works.
Oh, okay. Does her name rhyme with soccer?
It is Pocker Smoach.
That famous celebrity we all know and love. So we're just giving you a guess based
on this. Yeah, just throw a guess out there. And I'll give you, this is new, but I'll give you warmer colders between guesses.
Okay.
Okay.
That's fine. What about
how about, is it a member of One Direction?
Just say a person and I'll tell
you. Oh,
was you it? Each get a guess.
Okay. Niall Horan?
Strange one to choose, but no, it is not Niall Horan. It is not Harry Styles. It is not Zayn Malik. It is not Liam.
Yes, Liam. What's his last name?
I don't know. I just know it because they think that he's sleeping with the other one.
Oh, no. I thought that was Harry and Louis.
Oh, you're right. Louis.
Larry,
come on. I don't know.
This has been Harry James, all the One Direction members. My guess is David Duchovny.
I love the thought of him as a soccer coach. No, that is incorrect. Good work, everyone. Up next, get used to me saying that because it's no reflection on you. Up next is from Prince Charming at Cruise Q02. It just says Daddy? Question mark.
I'm gonna say The Weeknd.
Ooh, yeah. Is this Daddy in like a this? Person is real hot.
Yeah, is this person really hot?
I mean, it's no one. I'll tell you that Prince Charming probably doesn't think that it's really his daddy.
Okay. The Weeknd, daddy. I guess, yeah, then this like soccer coach dad bod thing is really coming together, which makes me guess Al Franken.
Al Franken. All right. I'd say you're both warmer. Up next is, can you suggest, oh, sorry, this is from, what does that say? FFATNCT. Kenny the Vegan. Great. On Twitter.
Kenny the Vegan. Yeah. Shout out Kenny.
He's getting a lot of play on today's podcast. He also called in that thing. That was Austin. All right. What are we talking about? Oh, yeah. Can you suggest some products to help me clean my pussy?
Oh. Is it Donald Trump?
It is not Donald Trump.
Oh, God.
He's just really the only person related to pussy this week.
You say pussy, he springs to mind.
Yeah. This one, which is recorded. Truly might be the biggest tragedy of this whole shit thing.
Can you repeat the tweet?
Oh, of course. It's my pleasure to say this. Can you suggest some products to help me clean my pussy?
Wow. Man, I'm just... Who tweets that?
It's a wide world out there. Five, four, three... Two.
Mac Miller.
All right. I'm going to say, KK, you're warmer, but still very wrong.
Great.
Carrie, I have no way to chart your progress.
You're really in like the music sphere.
I am.
Yeah. You're thinking about recording artists.
Because I feel like people say the most ridiculous and gross things to them. Because I was working and doing some social media for a record label for a while. I had to read the comments a lot. Oof. So,
up next, can you wipe away my mistakes?
I don't even know where this is going, Harry.
It's a very good game.
Or is it not a great game?
Don't even suggest that.
I'm guessing.
I'm having a good time though.
Jesus Christ.
Ooh, closer.
Oh. Okay then. The Pope.
Closer than Mac Miller.
Okay. Okay, great.
This one's from Trainer Chandy. Yo, fuckhole. Take your bald ass head and put it in a pencil sharpener, you dumb stupid motherfucker. It's all in caps, just so you know.
Oh, good.
Okay, so he, I'm assuming, is bald.
Yeah.
Looks like a soccer coach.
Soccer coach.
People call him Daddy.
Daddy.
Bill Murray.
Closer.
The Pope. Okay.
Let's see. Dick Cheney.
Ooh. No. up next is he bald? Effectively.
Yes.
Can I use your magic eraser to erase away the deep self-hatred I have about myself?
It's
Mr. Clean.
Mr. Clean?
Mr. Clean is correct. That's how you play.
Wow.
Wait.
Wow, people. I can't believe people tweet to Mr. Clean.
Yeah, there's a lot of tweets.
Who is Mr. Here. Clean on Twitter?
Just at Real Mr. Clean.
Is it like it's brand like the, sponsored?
Yeah, it's brand sponsored.
Interesting.
Can you imagine having to tell people that your job is like, oh, I'm Mr. Clean on Twitter?
I ghostwrite as Mr. Clean.
I want to be soccer coached by Mr. Clean.
Same.
But yeah, Daddy. That's why she wanted him to help her clean her pussy. It was because he deals in clean cleanliness.
Because, wait. Because they're woman,
because they're inherently dirty, you know.
Yeah, because anyone who knows anything about pussies and bleach knows the thing.
Is that not how that works?
No,
I've only seen diagrams. Up next, we're through the games and on to the serious part of the podcast. Oh, okay. We start off light. We're getting to know each other. We take a quick break. We come back. It's all merriment, and then it takes a sharp downward turn.
Ooh, yeah.
I want you all to have emotional whiplash from the twists and turns.
It's certainly been a journey, Harry.
Thank you. KK, would you like to say something about how it's like been like a journey?
It's really been a journey just hearing your editorial process okay. of how you think about.
Oh, just now?
Oh,
thank you.
That was a journey.
Great, guys. All right, so up next is a little game called What's Your Secret? Let me hear that opening theme.
What's your secret?
In this game, I'll ask you to tell me your secrets. So just pick a secret, something that most people don't know. It's not like a joke thing, like, oh, my secret's like I get a lot of sleep. I just like, I want to know something that people
that's a horrible
don't
secret.
Know about you. Carrie, we'll start with you. You seem like you're hiding something deep down.
Oh, hiding something? aren't we all, Harry? That's probably why I made this game, am I right?
You tell me.
Let's see. I
want you to know that this is the safe space.
Oh, thank you.
And you're free to say whatever you want.
Oh, whatever. Okay.
And if later you decide that you don't want it on the internet, oh, wow. I'll bleep your entire words, but wow, not our reaction nice. To the words.
Okay.
Or the discussion that follows. Just your words.
So you want to, I'm trying to think of if there's something that that people just don't know.
Yeah, I
love that. Can I take a minute to think about this? No?
Actually, yes. You can take 1 minute.
1 minute?
I'll pause the podcast, but then you have to have a
secret. God. Oh, my God. This is so much pressure. Harry.
Hold on. Let me bring up the timer application on my iPhone.
Timer app.
Actually, I guess I won't stopwatch. All right. Here we go.
Okay, I've said this once.
Wait,
but it was
you still have like,
so much time.
You have
thinking,
so much time.
I'm thinking, but is it still a secret if I've said it once to two people?
I don't know.
What
qualifies
what's
as a secret?
Secret parameters here?
Yeah, what are the parameters of a secret?
Well, Webster's Dictionary defines
secret.
Secret.
You know, whatever. Like you necessarily wouldn't have talked about on the podcast.
Okay. I know it is now, and it kind of keeps with a spooky theme.
All right, great.
Ooh.
It's the spookiest time of year. This is the second spookiest episode possible of the year.
And you know, maybe a little controversial. You know.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, wow.
I love controversy.
You guys ready?
Well, we'll be ready in about 15 seconds.
Great.
Speaking of spooky, these lights look great.
Thank you. Okay, Carrie, what's your secret?
My secret, Harry, is that I think graveyards and cemeteries are very selfish.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
Oh. Why? And what? Just like land?
Yes,
land-wise?
Just land. And I think it is selfish for like any and every person who think that they're entitled to a piece of land after they die. I know people have strong opinions about respecting the dead and your relatives, but I think it's horrible.
I mean, the only dead person I want to respect is Tom Bosley, frankly.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace. We lost him 6 years ago today. You know, I see where are we all going to go? You know, at a certain point, I see that.
Yeah.
My uncle once said that, like, oh, they should pave all the no, not pave. They should turn them into damn golf courses. He really loves golf.
You know that I'm sure a lot of weird, cool people would want to play golf over a cemetery, right?
Would it be haunted?
What about
maybe?
Aren't there kind of like granola, new agey burial methods where
probably
you're like wrapped in a shroud and just kind of put in the ground?
That happened on 6 feet under.
Oh,
somebody was buried that way.
I think we should. Or actually, that might not degrade stuff to our oceans, but Viking funerals. You know, where they basically just like send you out to sea and light you on fire.
Ooh, I want to be buried in that big trash pile in the middle of the ocean.
Ooh,
trash heap.
Yeah. I want to be buried on trash.
But just think of all of this land just wasting away because we think that you deserve a spot when you die.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
I like don't care.
That's fair.
But I mean, I'm not against it. I'm not for it. I have no real opinion. What do I think? What do I think about this? Is this what? I don't care.
Okay.
Good one. Good
Thanks.
Secret.
Thank you.
Don't tell anyone that. It's weird.
Yeah, I know.
All right, KK, what do you got for me?
Let's see. I have a secret.
Great. This is the perfect segment for it.
Yeah. Let me say it now.
Do you want a minute?
No, I don't want a minute.
You're entitled to 1 minute.
I'm just deciding if I should tell you one that it's just like a thing I don't talk about, or if I should tell a secret.
Oh, I don't know. Those both sound
I don't know. That was both vaguely a secret. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to say the a secret that's an event that happened. I've told the story before to humans, but never actually to my mother, who is involved in this story, which is that when I was in, I want to say I'm like 6 or 7 years old, my mom was directing our church's musical because she's fantastic.
Oh, musical. One we'd know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you should definitely know this. It's called Paul and Company, and it's a musical version of the story of Timothy, Silas, and Paul in the Bible. You guys know that, that Broadway hit.
Is Timothy Silas the name of a person?
No, two people. Okay. Timothy, Silas, gotcha. Paul. I think I was playing the role of Timothy. And I was the only girl in like one of the lead roles because nepotism.
Yeah.
And we were in church having rehearsal and all of the, and we were like in the back of church for something in the back of the church building. And the boys were like, I dare you to dial 911.
No.
And I was like, yeah, I'm so brave and I want to be cool. So I picked up the landline phone that was there and I dialed 911. And they were like, oh, that was crazy. That was amazing. And I was like, I'm on cloud nine. Oh.
Yeah.
And then not even 10 minutes later, a police officer comes striding through the front door and was like, we got a phone call that there was an emergency here at this church.
Jeez.
And my mom was like, we're the only people, like, wow, how could that have happened? And we were all like,
I don't know. Not even one person like ratted you out?
Nobody ratted me out. Oh, nice. Which is cool on them.
Yeah.
But I've never confessed that to my mom, which is not cool on me.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Although she has probably forgotten that. And so I hope that she listens to this podcast and then grounds me.
Yeah. You deserve it.
Yeah.
Did they ask what your emergency was? Or did you just hang up when you
called? I think it was immediately hung up and just laughed until we peed.
I think I called 911 once on like a payphone.
Mm-hmm. I accidentally did that as probably like a 5-year-old. I was really into just pushing buttons.
Dialing.
Great. It's really satisfying.
It is very satisfying.
Of course, just accidentally called 911. So,
I mean, you dial a number, a series of numbers, 3 digits.
Yeah.
Eventually, get to 911.
Yeah. Something's going to happen.
Yeah. Something's going to happen.
Yeah.
401.
Yeah.
711. Yeah. 444. 999. These are all numbers.
Right.
Right, wait, so which ones were numbers? Okay,
I was Rewind. Confused. Could you be?
Well, there's 111.
Okay.
334.
All right.
796.
Yeah.
Okay.
523.
Yep. Yeah. What was your area code?
Just now? Up? 765.
Mm. 858.
We're all pointing at each other, indicating we should speak.
651, which is still my
phone number. Yeah, it's still my cell phone number.
Yeah, same.
Oh, you know what? We haven't played in the podcast for a while. A little game called Say Your Phone Number. it's where if you want, you can say your phone number.
Yeah, sure. Oh. Sure, I will.
Hey, Carrie, what's your phone number?
858-401-3778.
Awesome. What kind of things do you hope that you get in the...
I hope I get some funny memes, maybe some cute animal videos. My friend showed me this great video yesterday of a mariachi band playing to a beluga whale.
Oh, I've seen that. That's fun.
Isn't it great?
He loves it.
Awesome. Oh my God, it's just like enjoying it so much. Yeah. So I hope to get things in similar vein.
Great. Send that to Carrie, please.
Or, any offers of, just like free dinners, free food, I'm into that too.
Yes.
What's your dick pic policy again?
I'd rather not get them.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Again, as you know, I'm the opposite. Okay. Would you like to say your phone number?
I would. My phone number is 651.
Great.
815.
Awesome.
7028.
Great. Yeah. What kind of things do you hope to receive?
I would love voicemail messages.
Yeah.
I don't get enough voicemail messages.
Oh, interesting.
I looked at my boyfriend's phone the other day. He had like 200 voicemails.
Excuse me?
What a popular guy.
I'm like, delete them. Like, why are they here?
Yeah.
I didn't see who they're from, but I suspect foul play.
It's all you.
Answer.
It's you.
I've kept the timer on. Anyway, so guys, we've reached the end of the podcast.
Sucks, right? We were just getting in the swing of things.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, how can people find you on the internet?
They can find me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is @caribou, and that is with 3 R's because someone, you know, took the original, but that is CARRIEBOU.
Great.
Yeah.
What can they hope to see on your Instagram?
Let's see. What is it? Pictures of the donuts I eat. Mm-hmm. Right? Everyone loves a good donut photo. Mm-hmm. What else is on there? You know, pictures of my friends looking cute.
Great. I've been featured on there a couple times.
You have.
Check it out.
You know, just some artsy things from just around the city, funny things I find. I feel like I have a good Instagram. I think people would agree.
Yeah, I like a few of those posts.
Thank you. Thanks for the love, Harry.
KK?
You can find me on the internet at kkapple.com or on Twitter at ladiesthings because there's a woman who has KK Apple the handle, and I keep on politely asking her if she wants to switch.
Does she use it?
No.
I hate that.
Yeah.
Somebody has Harry Says Yes to.
What? No.
Yeah, it's a mess.
It's sad.
It's not about me though. It's, you know, what, so ladies things?
Ladies things. I'm also on Instagram at KK Apples. Or Snapchat. Still loving Snapchat.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I don't think we're Snapchat friends, but now that I know your phone number, I'll put that in there.
Now, yeah. Actually, yeah. Everybody add me on Snapchat.
Yeah.
Fun.
Great. So you know what I forgot to do?
Where can people find you on the internet,
That's
Harry?
The thing. That's what...
They know already that they can email you to find out your Twitter handle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's some other ways to contact me, and I'll... Carrie, since you... I feel like you've been watching KKB, the co-host, this whole time. Mm-hmm. You've learned a lot.
I have.
We've all grown together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can't wait for dim sum, you guys.
It's going to be good. You can take the mantle and read the announcements.
Okay, great. I would love to. I'd love to.
Used to be at the beginning of the podcast, has now moved to the end of the podcast.
Oh, wow. Is that what changed with the soft reboot?
That was one of the changes. And then also
I hope your fans weren't too confused.
I've gotten a lot of tweets being like, I just started listening to the podcast. Where are the announcements? Yeah. I'm freaking out. Yeah. Just like, calm down.
Calm down.
Keep reading. Everything's fine. Yeah. My mom just wants like, stop listening.
Okay. This is a big one. This is a big announcement. All right. Podcast. This one. Uh-huh. Harry Says Yes.
That's true.
Has a Twitter.
Whoa.
I know. Whew, you've been waiting for this news. And the handle is @HarryPodcast.
Ooh.
Right?
That's.
I think you just got some followers.
Was me being on my phone following it.
Oh, good. Yeah, that was good. I thought you were calling like the press.
Oh.
Hello, Perez. but that is, of course, my podcast Twitter, not my personal Twitter, which you will have to email me to find out.
Okay. Or just Google, maybe?
I'm not on Google.
Not on the Googs?
No, I turned off my SEO.
Oh, good for you.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And good. Also this podcast, it just turned off, has an email. And I need
like you tried to use your thumb.
I'm Harry, I swear.
There you go.
All right. And that email is harry@harrysaysyes.com.
Now, Carrie, what kind of things do you think they should email me?
Well, you could record something with your phone and send it into the podcast. It's so easy.
That's my catchphrase, KK. I have a catchphrase. Do you have a catchphrase?
My catchphrase is, come on over.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, mine is, that's cool. I'm leaving.
Good. Catchphrases.
Yep. And after that, you can also review this podcast on iTunes.
It'd be so nice.
It's so easy. It's so easy.
Good things to say. I don't want to hear any negative stuff. I can't take it.
And, you know, I'm just going to stop reading now because that's it. It's so easy.
Nice work, Carrie.
Thank you.
If you want to review this PodTunes on iCast, you can go to harrysaysyes.com. There's a little link. You click it. It comes right up. It's so easy. Thanks for doing that, Carrie.
PodTunes. I love it.
Business idea.
So guys, thanks so much for being on the podcast.
We had a great time
having us.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, come back so soon. Fun. Carrie, you're moving away forever. Is that right?
Not, maybe not forever, where but very soon. California.
Oh. Yeah. Are you from there originally?
Yes.
Where are you going to go?
San Diego.
Cool.
Everyone is welcome to come visit. Rope. Yeah, no, that's Santa Monica. Oh, don't go there.
I heard there's lots of breweries in San Diego.
There is. We have some good beer. So I'm definitely going to be there at least through February. And open invitation to come hang out in San Diego. I'm sure my parents would love to meet everyone.
Yeah, I'd
love. The weather's great. We have good Mexican food close to the beach. And if you're getting sick of winter over here, just grab a flight and come hang out with me.
This podcast brought to you by San Diego.
You could do an episode from San Diego.
Hey, we'll see. I hear they have a convention every year.
Oh, yeah. I think it's this small thing called I'm surprised you've heard of it. Comic-Con? Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Yeah,
I don't
think that's not that one.
I don't think that's the one. I'm thinking
of. Oh, really? Okay.
One. Yeah, it's a different one.
Okay.
All right. So, guys, thanks so much for being on the podcast. This has been Harry Says Yes, episode 106. We'll see you next week with another episode. End of podcast.
Bye-bye. Bye, Harry.
Bye.
Bike riding?
Bike riding.
I'm not sure the best way to say that.
Riding bikes.
Or like, yeah.
Cycling.
Cycling?
Cycling.
Cycling.